Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Sports Friday. It's quite a bit to talk about. I hope you will call me. Also, 714-409-0614. You can call to listen, or if you want to make a comment, just press 1. And let's talk. Let's talk sports, all sports. I've posted quite a few fun, informative sports stories, and it's so much sports. It's not good to spread yourself thin. So update myself and listen to our audience also with current sports news. But most importantly, today is Good Friday, and to those of you who recognize the Christian holiday of Easter weekend, happy Easter weekend and happy Good Friday also. Like I said before, I love Easter. I love one of my friends, evangelist Cassandra White, she and I was talking last night on Facebook, and she's like, you know, it's so important for us to remember the reason that he rose, you know. And so we most definitely, I'm sure most of us, all of us, know the purpose of Easter. But then also it is fun to celebrate the Easter bunny and Easter eggs and, you know, dressing up and being festive and interacting and socializing with loved ones. So, again, happy Easter to those of you who celebrate. And if it's your birthday today or our anniversary or any other special occasion, happy holidays and happy birthday to you. Again, the number is 714-409-0614. I've been listening to Tom Joyner and checking out Morning Joe and tuned to Mike and Mike right now. But pretty much I am focusing on you, the listening audience of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm not sure if Red Roughneck is calling me or not. I can guess that he might call. I received a message from him regarding his opinion regarding our former defensive line coach Greg Williams. I did not make it to the expo yesterday, you all. I did not, because there were tornado watches and warnings, and right when the weather was improving, and watches pretty much stayed on till 11. But the Masters, tea time for Tiger was at 9:35 Central Time, my time. Excuse me. So once I tuned into the Masters and started doing other work, cleaning my work area and focusing on work that must be done, preparing for Martini PhD's tour stop, and Mark and other projects that I'm working on, and I just didn't make it to the expo. And I know they had a blast. I've seen reports on WLBT Channel 3, which is one of the sponsors, I believe, on the news, and looked like it was. It's always fun, so I don't even have to say it looks like fun. But you all follow Mississippi Business Journal at MS. I think it's MB Journal, at MB Journal. But I'm in the chat room. There's been a few guests coming in and out of the chat room this morning, and I appreciate it if you spend just a couple minutes with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, or spend the whole entire time. Again, I guess I had rest a little because I had been up for a long time last evening. And we had a Mark webcast call last evening, and I had my time zones mixed up. So I missed the first half of the meeting, and I love our webcast. They are so awesome and so exciting. And the Mark community is just so helpful, so loving. It's good to have fun and, you know, make money or earn money doing things that you like. And I definitely need an increase in sales. And I definitely need to host more and more parties, I guess. I know. But we have a new hostess program. And I had invited my sister yesterday to host a party. She and my nieces to host a party. It's prom time, it's just spring time, and so on. And, you know, I host of our Mark Beauty Bashes get freebies. And Mark girls and guys can host parties. Matter of fact, we have Mark girls and guys. We have guys who work in management with Mark and guys who are Mark guys. So, you know, my intention was not to talk all about that, but I just want to share that information with you all. Considering Mother's Day is not far also. So it's good to shop for Mother's Day gifts for the women in your lives and the guys also who wear both hats, mother and father, just like some women wear both hats, men and, you know, father and mother. But I've been on my LinkedIn. I logged into LinkedIn this morning. I love LinkedIn. Do you not? So hi to all of my online friends. Hello to my LinkedIn friends. And I was responding to one of my LinkedIn friends, and I think I mistakenly erased his message. So I hope I'm able to make contact with him and so on. Because it's really a blast. LinkedIn is really a blast. And you really want to learn more about networking properly on LinkedIn. You most definitely should network with Lewis Howes. And because Lewis Howes is not just a former athlete, and he's a current athlete also, but and he's not just a sports business expert, but he's just a business expert, period. And like I said before, he reminds me of Tony Robbins. And I must congratulate him also because he's recently been recognized, awarded, been recognized one of 30 under 30 successfully. Music on, so please excuse me. I'm like multitasking, logging on to my, well, not logging on, but trying to check out Facebook. I've been on Facebook earlier, a couple few hours ago. I hadn't been online like right before coming on the air. I had other things to do and, you know, prepare for the day, eat breakfast. I cooked a breakfast. I hadn't really been eating major breakfasts, but this morning, shout out to Mitt Romney, I ate grits this morning, eggs and toast, couple strips of bacon, you know, because really I have only been eating smaller breakfasts since I had practiced the 3-day challenge that Jorge Cruz presents and really works. So I'm a breakfast eater really also because I'm one of those people that were brought up and educated. Wait, we're talking about diet and exercise. That's sports. It's Sports Friday. That, hey, if you miss breakfast, you're not going to have enough fuel in your body. And so that's something that even Reggie Bush and a lot of other athletes talk about, don't miss breakfast. But Jorge Cruz advises that you can miss breakfast. You can eat a smaller breakfast. And like if it's a 3-day challenge, which some of his supporters, they extend the 3-day challenge to 30 days because they've told me so. They told me if you like the 3-day, then you will like the 30-day because the purpose is, and see, this is his, really, he's into educating people on how to find hidden sugars and how to stay away from sugars, period. And I am a sugar lover. I am in the process of weaning myself from obsessively eating sugar. If I definitely want my flat tummy back, huh? And so, and then what's so important is to know where the hidden sugars are lurking. Because we can think that we're ingesting even something that's supposed to be so healthy. And we think we're staying away from sugar, and it might be filled up with sugar. So that's one thing that he that I love about his teachings, just like I love about Ty Mock's teaching to stay away from white foods, white rices, breads, and et cetera, et cetera. And I'm finding out more and more about being gluten-free because I notice when I eat certain foods and if I consume, because I've been weaning myself away from sodas also, I didn't drink a soda for like 3 weeks. This past weekend, I must admit, I did a sip on a soda, a couple of sodas, and ate pizza, but I didn't. I told you about the pizza thing, so I love pizzas, but I know how to not just eat it up. And one thing about another person that is so fit, and I love to find out more about his diet, is Chris Angel. You see, Chris Angel says he loves pizza also, and so he works out like every day, like almost like 24/7, I think. And Sunday is like his cheat day, where he'll eat a little bit of pizza. One thing that I noticed in his chat this past Saturday with supporters and family and friends and loyals, he was like, I love pizza, but I can't eat a lot of pizza. He said, I eat a little pizza like on Sundays, because Sunday's like a cheat day. Because he was like, see, like, pizza will blow you up. And he's so right. Pizza will blow you up. That's what I'm finding out, because, you know, but we'll talk more about healthy eating and so on. And Rich Ruffinette is online because he wants to talk about Greg Williams' rant. I've been hearing and listening to the tapes overnight, and a lot of people are offended. And that's how sports fans and coaches talk. That's pretty much what Rich left on voice message. I was right when what I was saying to get to what I was talking about. I had was preparing for the meeting that I missed half of. When I picked up the phone, I noticed Ridge had left me a message, and I listened to the message, but I was trying to get to the meeting, and what I was saying, I was hoping he would call this morning, and he's on the line, so he'll talk to you all what he and I, what he wanted to talk about regarding Greg Williams. But the 49ers, do you all remember that? I said on disbelief. Regarding the Saints and any other team, but the Saints sure did damage those 49ers, because I remember talking about it and, like, joking about it, saying, well, the Saints might have lost against the 49ers. I'm a big fan of the 49ers, but I was like, they sure left their, you know, the players feeling them, because a few of their players, they couldn't even really practice in preparation for the Super Bowl, because they were still painting from how the Saints had put the hurting on them. But I'm going to go ahead and chime in with Fred. He has a lot to share with us. And also, I mentioned yesterday that I was talking about Reggie Bush's new contract with a independent men's skincare line. And new couple alert, you've all probably have heard, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are an item now. So congrats to them, because I happen to be a supporter of both of them, and I have nothing to say about their relationship, but his presence was really known when Kim and Courtney's Take New York premiered around this time last year, right? So, wow. One of my Facebook friends and I had an interesting conversation regarding that, so I'll talk about that another time. I'm going to go ahead and say what's up to Reg Ruffneck. So you all be sure to call in, 714-409-0614, and what's up to those of you in the chat room. Good morning.
You there?
Good morning. Happy Good Friday.
Good morning.
How are you?
Happy Good Friday, you too, Beth.
Thank you
so much.
So you go right in. What's up with the video and the audio of Greg Williams? We're all surprised about that. And that was a speech before the 49ers game. So those 49ers did get a hurting, didn't they?
Yeah, they gave a hurting, too, because, you know, on a couple of those plays, the Saints running back, he got KTFO'd right there at the goal line, and he got hit so hard, he lost consciousness, and apparently they was using Greg Williams' plan going for the head. You know, hey, I mean, that's part of football. I mean, they, you know, they get so lathered up before a game and get so jacked up mentally, because that's part of what you have to do to play the game of football.
We're pretty much breaking down what you the message that you left on my voicemail, because that was a good, a pretty good, you know, explanation to those that really don't understand the language of, especially in the locker room language. You know, fans and sports lovers have, we have our language. But, yeah, you broke it down real good on the voice message about understanding the language and why people are making such a big deal of the language used.
Well,
but the batting program, that's all, that's enough right there, a legal practice. But the language, that's every day, right?
Yeah, that's just every day. I mean, you know, I mean, you get, I mean, people don't understand that a lot of times football players, they hear that from the time that they're able to walk. When they first go out there and play Pop Warner football, go out there junior high school, college, you know, why they want to talk about bounties and everything. There's so many ways you can put a bounty out. I mean, there's always rewards for great plays, you know, whether it's a hard hit or interception or a sack, strip, fumble, anything. I mean, people know in high school and in college, they put those decals on the helmets, you know, Ohio State, Florida State, you know, they love adorning their helmets with extra stickers, you know, like all those tomahawks. Those are for hard hits and great plays and everything. That's part of the recognition, you know. And I mean, I couldn't tell you how many schools, alumni, whatever, award players for great plays and sometimes hard hits. I mean, there's never really no intent to hurt, cripple, maim somebody. But, you know, when, like,
woo,
you know, just like when you're a kid growing up, when your mom says, I'm going to hit you so hard, your head going to come off, you know.
But when people listen to that audio of Greg Williams, they hear, oh, my God.
Because
doesn't he say something like, kill the head?
The context. And
some people don't understand that. Head? What?
Right. But that's just the context. You know, you go out, you go out there, when you say, well, I'm going to tackle a person, I'm going to try to go right through them. Okay. That's how they lather themselves up to get ready to play the game, because football is like war without bullets, without knives, without explosives, without grenades. I mean, you have to build yourself up in a type of warrior mentality to go out and play the game of football. This is all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, these guys don't really have, they don't have no personal ill will to really kill anybody, but injuries are part of the game of football. You know, you have to be a total complete idiot to not think people don't get hurt playing football, because that's how hard they go. They go, they all go all out. Everybody knows the risk when they go out there and put the pads on and play. Guys be running down the field on kickoffs. You know, these guys are running at each other at 15, maybe 20 some odd miles an hour. So when they hit each other, yeah, it's going to be pretty violent. And you have to just really just, you put yourself on the line like that every play. Every play, you go all out. You know, or either that, or you on the bench, or you off the team. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. And it's just obvious that Commissioner Goodell is totally out of touch with the reality of what football really is. You know, I mean, I applaud him for wanting to secure safety and ensure safety, but it's kind of like trying to have your cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure when you witnessed the Pro Bowl game, how they kind of half-assed out there playing, and, you know, then the commissioner gets disappointed about the fact they're not going out there really trying to play or trying to entertain the fans, okay? The players went out there to make that example, and they did that to show just how ridiculous football game would look like if you just go half cocked, not really trying to hit, maim, cripple, or injure somebody. That's why the players did that on purpose. And, you know, Goodell got a little offended by it, and then he's talking about eliminating the Pro Bowl. Okay, whoop-de-whoop. I mean, these guys really be going all out there. I mean, these guys be playing banged up.
New Orleans Saints. I just wanted to put that in. Okay. You know, I have to say something positive about the Saints.
Right. Well, yeah, like the Saints. I mean, but for some reason, the Saints have been singled out. But I'm telling you, if you busted everybody and said things to everybody like this man, I mean, hey, it'd be a whole bunch of people in trouble. And, I didn't get to hear you because of them.
I didn't want to interrupt your thought. Okay, what were you saying?
No, the only thing is the fact that for whatever reason the Saints is being singled out. I mean, I guess the Saints got a serious case of snitchitis around and everything, because, I mean, if you put a hidden camera on everybody, that's exactly how these guys talk. And that sounded like someone putting a hit out on somebody, true enough. But guess what? That's what the game is.
It's a hit ahead. You know, some people are like, woo! That sounds like going to be like paralyze somebody. You know, I know that's not what it means, but some people might say that sounds dangerous. Okay, live streaming is about to stop, but we're going to continue on, you all, for another 10, 15 minutes. Okay, and then what were you saying? But that's what it sounds like. Yeah, a hit, like, oh, my God, like, in a career, when you hear language like that.
Okay, but like I said,
it really means do whatever you can to win the game.
And that's the number one thing. I mean, you got to understand, these are some very highly paid, highly motivated, highly professional people. They didn't get to where they are by saying, let's try to go out here and have a great game, and let's not try to inflict damage on the opponent. If you see the opponent and he's running and it looks like he might score a touchdown, just try not to hurt him when you grab his leg or something. Nonsense. Wrong answer. That's not how you... You go out there with that passe type of attitude, guess what? You're going to be gone.
Fans notice certain things also. Some fans, some people in media, they notice, oh, my God, what was that player wimping out about? So it's like catch-22 for the players. You have to have that toughness. But then people notice, too, if they see that softness.
It kind of goes back to, you remember I spoke to you about this off the air once before. That would be like sending Navy SEALs on a mission to take out Bin Laden. But then you go out there to take out Osama Bin Laden, but then a few innocent people get hurt or killed. What you going to do? Charge them for murder?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of redundant. Okay, Bin Laden got shot in the chest. Just don't aim for the head. What difference does it make? I mean, the mission was accomplished and it was done. The order was to take him out. Okay, and that's just the same way it goes with football. You can actually hurt cripple or maim yourself if you go out there pedal pushing, skipping and tiptoeing, or trying to make a tackle. Person hit you hard and it hurt you, you'll be on the stretcher. So you have to have that, you know, kill or be killed mentality. But bottom line, I mean, you're not going to deliberately try to kill, but injuries are part of football. I mean, you would have to be totally asinine to not think it won't happen. These human bodies are hitting each other at a fast, furious pace.
Because, like, I listen to, like, interviews of some of my, and then I just know from us growing up, you and I, and having a lot of athletes as friends, and just the injuries that people, I have so many friends who could have gone pro, but because of an injury, that's why they didn't go pro or couldn't continue on in college sports. Maybe had an injury when we were in school, you know, in high school. And that amazes me. It's like what you were saying, football and other sports, they're just injuries are part of it. And, like, recently I've been, like, listening and watching, like, past interviews and present interviews of, like, my favorite athletes from veterans and those that are still active. And just the injuries, I just don't see how athletes, hardcore athletes do it. I mean, with broken ribs and broken this and broken all
right.
kinds of surgeries. So you're so true. You're so right. You know, because you're a former athlete also. It's just part of it, huh?
This is part of the game, because I'm telling you right now.
It is, because it astonishes me, and I don't think some of us don't realize how often our favorite athletes are injured, you know?
To kind of break it down for you, about every six, maybe eight plays, a player is hurt. You know, and one thing you learn when you play football, there's a difference between pain and injury.
Exactly.
Pain is part of the game. Pain is what you're going to be feeling after you go out here and do all these things. Injuries is when your pain is so insurmountable to where you're physically unable to go out there. I've seen guys go out there playing football with nerve damage, the way they can't even hardly pick their arm up, they're still out there hitting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Guys play with broken ribs all the time, cracked collarbones, you know, like when they was like all like Peyton Manning, for example, all those, his neck, you know, he had all those surgeries to try to repair his neck. So, I mean, and now the doctors are saying, in spite of all those surgeries, he should still be able to play. Because I promise you, the Broncos wouldn't have got rid of Tebow and brought Peyton Manning in there unless they are confident this man
exactly.
can go back out here and play. I mean, a lot of
and
these
the doctors,
guys get...
The wouldn't have given him the green light if they weren't confident that he could go out there and play. The doctors would have been
right.
honest with them, like, hey, we don't think you should go back out there.
Right, that's right. And people just don't understand. If you went into a training room the day after a game and realized the pounding these guys take to entertain people, you know, I guess what next? Football gonna be banned or something? I mean, Roger Goodell is walking a real tricky tightrope he's trying to do. And for him to be going after, now you're going after the execs, you're going after the head coach, you're going after the general manager. I mean, okay, you do that, but you do that at running the risk of alienating the league from his fans. You're going to run the risk of not sending a good product out there. And I'll tell you another thing that's going to start happening now. All
and
these cameras and microphones.
Memos after all, it's awesome.
Yeah, well, I want to make this quick point.
Because from the beginning, the reports were that the Saints were being used as an example. Meaning
they are.
For the practice bounty programs, but the Saints is the team that's being used as an example.
Right, And the biggest thing is going to happen now. You're going to start watching a lot of teams now. They're going to start putting gag orders on how they conduct themselves in front of cameras. Because, you know, cameras, hidden microphones and all that, you're going to start seeing that being eliminated before too long. Because now every time someone gets hit or someone gets hurt or someone gets taken down hard, now the next thing's going to be, we might get suspended next. We might. I mean, Sean Payton going to lose $7 million, you know. Let's be frank. I know a lot of people that want
retirement.
Pardon?
I sure hope Parcells come out of retirement. Even though the other two cats that might become the interim coaches, have they announced interim coaches? Because I have missed it. I get emails from them and info, but news happens so quick. I hope Parcells comes out of retirement and coaches the Saints.
Right, but Parcells wouldn't have to come out of retirement
if the appeal is won.
Right. If everybody wasn't trying to spy on the Saints and trying to turn informant and everything. I mean, what Greg Williams said was profound, but guess what? It's profound to people who ain't used to hearing that.
This is not funny, but I'm just like, the way you said it, I'm like, oh, my God, you're right.
I'm saying, you go to any of the 31 other teams other than the Saints, you hear the same damn thing. They will say some things that will just make your toes curl. And like I said, these guys been hearing this ever since they was able to even walk out there and play. So you can't just put an off switch on that. You really can't. You go and ask any player in the NFL, have you ever heard that before, this or that? And they'll tell you, Greg, that wasn't nothing. I mean, but now it's going to get to the point, now they're going to start not talking at all.
But you were talking about gag orders and so on, but aren't some of these contracts, don't some of these contracts have confidential agreements attached to them?
I mean, not necessarily confidentiality in that regard, but the point of the matter is.
That's pretty much based on their personal lives. Don't go talking about their personal lives, huh?
Yeah, that too. But, you know, but like I said, in this particular instance, what we're talking about, what I was referring to is the fact that, you know how they have, like, Hard Knocks on HBO or something.
I love that show.
Right. Hard Knocks is going to turn around and be getting canceled now because now these guys got to watch everything they say and do.
For declining Hard Knocks. You remember last season? It took Hard Knocks forever to get someone to commit to filming Hard Knocks. Remember,
yeah,
this time last year, they were having the worst time getting teams to commit to being a part of Hard Knocks.
When you expose yourself to where everybody is watching and seeing everything you're doing, including the other football teams, you're subjecting yourself to a whole lot of previous information that could be very, very important. You want to take people into the football room, they call it the war room, and just about every place you know. I'll give you a perfect example. Like Rex Ryan, the way he be drawing on the in the meetings and everything. And I remember when Rex Ryan first got hired as coach, when he was making a reference to, if you go after our players, you go after one of us, we're going to take out two of yours. You put ours in the hospital, we'll put yours in the morgue. I mean, yeah.
That was like trash talking right there, right?
Right. That's right. He was just swaggering and trash talking. I mean, it's two people you have to have. You're going to have this warrior over here psyched up mentality before they go into the ring. But then after the match, heck, these guys are going out here having steak dinners. They over each other's houses with the families and everything. That's what I guess diversity, if you want to use the word. That's the diversity of the personality that you have to play the game. Basketball's the same way. You know, you go out there with this ride or die mentality, but then after the game, it's a different people. You know, hockey games, they be crashing it. I mean, that's not the only sport I know just as violent as football is hockey.
My God.
These guys be slamming themselves into the glass, blowing glass up. If you knew how heavy that glass was, I've worked at hockey games, taking those glass pieces up and down. Those things are thick and heavy.
Mm-hmm. At the Dallas Stars. You were at the
pardon?
Dallas Stars game?
No, the Texas Tornadoes, the ice hockey team.
Okay.
But that's just the way. That's just violence. I mean, people are attracted to violence. That's why you have boxing. That's why you have martial arts, MMA, stuff like that. People have.
One of my Facebook friends, boy, on her page, she got hood fights on her page. I'm like, so some people is like looking at fights for real. I'm talking about real life hood fights on her page. Like, I'm like, oh my God. And people just be throwing down. So you sure right. People like to see hardcore sports, hardcore boxing in the ring and out the ring.
Come on now. When we were kids, how many times did we love to go run and see the fight after school? You know, the fight on the school bus. You know, we all are guilty of this to a certain degree.
We have
ten more
seconds. I don't want you to get cut off. Anything
okay.
You have to say in 5 seconds.
Well, I was just saying, there's always a lust for violence that some people like to have and some people partake in. And you